So we're going to start a little bit with the halacha of sugar at the end of Resh Beis and make our way over to Simen Resh Gimel. And the emes is that these two sugyas, the sugya of sugar and the whole Simen and Resh Gimel of Gidrei Pivi Erek, are really, as we'll see, two sides of the same coin. And that is trying to determine what exactly is the gedder of a pri, legabe birchas bei pri eitz, and the gedder of a vegetable, legabe birchas bei pri adama. And what is perhaps an oichel that, although grows naturally from the ground, and is processed from something that grows naturally from the ground, does not get designated not as a vegetable, not as a fruit, but rather as a shakol nebedvar. So in Reish Ba, in Simen Reish Beis, Tesvav, Mechaber brings that on sugar, suker mevarach shakol. The first of all, on sugar, we make a shakol, and also someone who takes sugar canes. And we'll discuss that bismanenu, sugar is commonly found not from sugar canes, but rather from sugar beets. And we'll discuss that maybe that's an afkamina ladina. Lamaisa, the Mechaber is talking about what the Rishonim are talking about, and that's sugar canes. And the Mechaber says that the sugar canes, the sugar itself is shakal, and also someone who takes a sugar cane and sucks on it and, you know, enjoys its sweetness also makes a shahakal nebedvare. This halacha of sugar is not a Gemara. If you look in the back of the Frankel Rambams, they have some Rugachev or something, some strange Tzurshtel to a Gemara in Erevin or something. Lamaisa, this is not a Gemara. And the Shayosh of this din is starts with the Rambam. Doesn't start with the Rambam, but was inspired by the Rambam. And the Rambam Emes brings the Shita of the Goinim. And he says that all the Goinim said that really sugar, after all, sugar canes and sugar are things that grow from the ground. They're edible Gishmaka things. And all the Goinim, he said by Priyadamma. Umiksa Asamru, and some said that it should be a bai pri adama l'kal apachas. That's what the Rambam brings from the Goinim. Va'ani oimer, says the Rambam, she'ain ze pri. This is not a pri. That's the first thing that the Rambam says. And then the Rambam continues, and he says, shaharei, I mean, after all, sugar, the Rambam says, is something that's nishtana lagamri, al yidei or. What do you do with, how do you make sugar out of sugar canes? You have to squeeze out the juices into water, and then you cook out the water, and then you get these crystals that the Rambam says, kein melach, looks like salt. So the Rambam says, you know, shalaitehe, this processed thing that goes through such an extreme processing process, and you end up with this salt-like thing that comes from a sugar stalk, you can never tell that one came from the other. So that shouldn't be any better than what we know, the halacha that we learned last week, the halacha of dusha de tamri, that we know that lamaisa kaimolon, that you have a date, and you squeeze out the juices of a date, or it drips out the juice, the dusha de tamri, and we know it's shakal nebevara kaimolon, that the fruit, the juices that come out of a date, is zeya ba'alma. And that didn't go under any process, great grace of processing, it's just the natural juices, and if those natural juices, in their natural state, are already shakal nebevara, says the Rambam, that kol shekein, the sugar, it goes through, you know, shtana lidea ur, it goes through this major shinoi, panim chadashos, and therefore certainly it should be shakal nebivare. So what it's mashma from the Rambam is that, the truth is it's a little difficult to read the Rambam, we're going to see this really in Machlekes, how to read the Rambam, but it's mashma, he's saying two separate things, right? First he says, ein ze pri, this stalk, seemingly he's referring to the stalk, is not a pri, and then he says this whole thing about the processing. So maihai, how do you read the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah, who is the Beis Yosef, who is the Mechaber, and therefore, as much as we, you know, might take issue with how he learned this Rambam, L'chayra, his Havan in the Rambam is what's being Paskin, is being Paskin Shmuel surprised, he learned new things every day, is L'Halacha. The way the Kesef Mishnah understood it is L'chayra, the way it's being brought here, L'Halacha, and that is as follows. Says the Kesef Mishnah like this, that really there's two things being discussed in the Rambam. There's the sucking of the cane, and then there's the eating of the sugar itself. So, says the Rambam like this, according to the Kesef Mishnah's reading of the Rambam, which, I mean, says not so pashut, as we'll see. Says the Rambam like this, that, you know, I hold that this thing ain't a pri. It's not a pri. Why not? I don't know. It's not round and juicy. We'll see. Maybe. Some other reasons. So, this is not a pri, says the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam said like this, the imtim si loimer that it is a pri, and therefore, if you take this stalk, I mean, after all, a stalk is an edible thing that grows from the ground. Even though it's not round and juicy, maybe it is a pri. So even in Tzimtzum Leimer, it is a pri. And that really the Goyinim are right. That this is a pri. So when you take it, you should make a bai pri eitz or bai pri adama. You'll feed some Goyinim this way or some that way. Fine. So it is a pri. But Lamaisa, says the Rambam, that then I'll only agree to you about the metzitza, when you suck the thing in its natural state. But then you want to tell me that the processed sugar, that certainly, even if you hold that it is a pri, and the pri warrants a bracha haru'uya of boy pri etz boy pri adama, but once it goes through the processing and ends up like a cup of melach, looks like salt, that certainly, even if we'll say that it is a pri and it is a bracha haru'uya, the salt-like material that you get after the processing called sugar, that will certainly be a shahakol nebedvarei. That is how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam. Now, ultimately, la halacha and Shulchan Aruch is clear. We paskin both, right? We paskin, meaning the Svar Rishon of the Rambam, that ain't zepri, and the whole thing doesn't get started, and even sucking, which there's more of a tzad to say, it should be a bari priya etzar adama because it's in its natural state and it's edible. If we can, we paskin in both cases, it is a shakal nebid vari. Okay? Comes along the tour. Rabbi Tzvi. We would like to formally welcome my brother-in-law, who has come from afar, and even today from afar, all the way from Mechavi to join us. Big covered.
Just so that I'm not confused, I thought that based on my 10 minutes of Achana, that the Rambam said three things really, not two things, right? One is whether or not it's a pre. Two is whether or not it's didoma to mepri, whatever the halacha may be. And three is whether al yaday ishtana, that would change it. So even if it's doma to mepri in general, still with the shinui, it might change the halacha also.
We're going to see. I mean, the emes is that may pri, may pierce, as far as we understand, may pierce also shahakal. So the dimin to may pierce and to nishtana, okay, we'll have to see. The truth is, that might be significant because we're going to see that the achrenim take just the svar of nishtana, even without may pierce, and use it as a svar by itself. Okay. So says the Tur that the Rambam is making a mistake. This comparison to natural fruit juices, that if natural fruit juices in their natural state are shahakal kolshke in the sugar, so says the Torah, this is a mistake. Why? Very simple. Says the Torah, you know, after all, let's talk about the Gemara's example of date and date juices, the date honey, whatever we call the date honey, really, it's just the mohel, the liquids that come out. So says the Torah, let's discuss the dates. You know, the dates are great gevaldiga gishmaka pri that the Gemara is Meshabeach and Kam Makaymus. You know, the Torah doesn't say that, but it's a full-fledged priest from the Chashavist priests we have. And the Bracha is certainly Ha'etz. So says the Torah, over there we say that the Shevach, that the Takanas Habra, the Takana of Birchas Bayer Pri Eitz was made, was for the Iker Hana of the Pri, which is Bayer Pri Eitz on eating a Gevaldiga date. You can get drunk off of a date. But the secondary Hana, which is a peripheral Tafel Hana to the Iker, which is just the juices that flow out of it, so that's not really the ikr takana, the bracha, the birchas hananim wasn't made for that secondary tafel hana, and therefore that remains a shakal to zeya ba'alma. Mashenki and the sugar canes, says the Torah, after all, what do they have to offer already? I mean, they're wood. No one ingests them. We don't cut them up and put them in salad. We don't, you know, we don't actually eat them. So all they have to offer is their juices. So if that's all they have, their juices, and their juices produces this white crystal salt-like material called sugar, so then that's ikar pri. So that's so it's providing something edible. It's gishmak, and this is its ikar hana, and it's not tiyadaita dachi. Certainly, there's millions of sugar canes being planted in order to make sugar. So therefore, that certainly should be the should warrant the bracha of either bari pri ha'et or bari pri ha'adama. That's the Torah's question. Yeah, sounds like the Torah holds like that lamaisa. I mean, lamaisa we saw a number of achrenim hold like that lamaisa. The Rosh, the Goyin, the Taz is lamaisa. Hanami. So that is the Torah's taina. So says the Kesef Mishnah. So he says it's nishkin taina, because what are you saying? You're saying that by a date, you have the ikar hana of the date, which is eating it, and then you have the secondary juices, that's shahakal. By sugar, all there is the juices, which make sugar, so sugar shahakal. So says the Kesef Mishnah, Weistlis the Tur, who lived in Germany, I assume, or something, Weistlis, he never visited Cairo, because if he'd come to Egypt, he'd see that la'alafim l'rvavos, every street corner has a stand selling kani sukkar, and people buy them in their natural state without processing them into sugar. You take the natural thing, and they, you know, they la'alafim l'rvavos. And certainly, if it's la'alafim l'rvavos, means people are planting them al daskein, and they're people who own stores. That's all they sell is sugar canes, and people come and buy these sugar canes and suck on them. So what are you saying? That the only thing they produce is sugar. They produce much more than sugar. There, it's an edible gevaldig gishmak thing. What's the kavan of the Kesef Mishnah? So basically, what he's saying is that just like lagabe a tamar, just like gabi dates, there's the ikar hana, which is eating the actual thing, and there's the secondary hana, which is the juices that flow out of it. So same thing by sugar canes. There's the ikar hana, which is that you go to the fields, you cut it down, you sell it, and people take it and they eat them, they chew on them, they suck on them, and then they, you know, throw out the peel, kaviyachal, and that's the ikar achila of sugar. And then imkain, then the Rambam rightfully compares the sugar to the stuff that flows out of the tamra, to the mohel, to the divshu the tamra. It's also secondary hana, so the sugar is also secondary hana. Because the ikar pri is really what you're eating, which is the metzitzas kanei sukkar, which was done, you know, on a very common basis. And he says, I assume that in Naratzos, where the tour was, he never saw these things, and yet they never, it wasn't the derech, they probably just had imported sugar, which is like our metzitzas, you know, never seen a sugar cane. And he said that's why the tour had this taina, but if he would have understood this, he never would have had a taina on the Rambam. Okay, so Hagam that the Kesef Mishnah makes this a regional cultural debate. I think it's safe to assume that the Tur understood that this was possible, and you know he saw the Rambam, he saw that there's a thing called Mitzitzas Kanei Sukkar. So you know, I don't know if he ever visited Egypt, in fact, but we could assume, I think, that this is not, you know, machlokes about history. Mm-hmm. And the emes is there's machlokes here in the lumdus of the halacha of Tuvshu D'Tamri. And in the halacha of Birchas HaSukkar. And the pshat in the Torah L'chayr is like this. That what's the Torah saying? When you have a date, so a date is a perfectly edible thing. And you can take it and ingest it and eat the whole thing. And that's called eating a date. And then the juices, we can say, are just in the juices, the honey, the mohal. It's just a secondary tafel de gehanah. Mashenkin says the Torah, okay, so Kanei Sukkar, you could either squeeze them out, take the juices, dehydrate the water, and crystallize it into a sugar. Or you could suck on them and get those juices out derech zu. But either way, there's nothing but the juices. Either way, there's nothing but the sugar, not the sugar cane. The sugar cane, cyclical stuff, is an unedible piece. There's nothing to ingest except for the sugar. So you can ingest it by making it into a crystallized sugar. You can ingest it by sucking on it and getting out the sweetness. But after all, sucking on the actual thing, that doesn't make it a pri, that doesn't make it a tamar. Eating, says the Torah, there's a basic difference between eating a date and sucking on a sugar cane. Sucking on a sugar cane doesn't make it a date, doesn't make it a fruit, doesn't make it a pri or an eichel. It just makes it, adarabe, it's just a way to get out the food, which is really the edible sweetness, which is really just the juices inside, which after all is the sugar. So Imkain says the Torah, I'm right. I know that they sell malafim l'ravavos, people suck on these things, but ultimately all it has to offer is the sugar. And mela, the sugar is the ikar, and it's not the adai to the hachi. The sugar like this, the sugar like that, but ultimately it's just the juices inside, and the mela, It should be a birchas by priya eitz or by priya dam. I mean, it maintains bracha ru'uyo because there is no ikar way to eat this fruit. And what's the Beis Yosef saying? So I mean, ultimately, the Beis Yosef understands obviously that there's a chiluk between ingesting a date and eating kanei sukkar. So l'chayra pshat and kesef mishnah. Even though, you know, like the Gain and others were tamei on this kesef mishnah, that l'chayra this chiluk is so pasha that it's mamish tamei. But the chayra, the kavanas hakesef mishnah tzarich leimar, that very simply, enechanami, there's the ikar hana you get from eating and from sucking on the kanei sukkar is really just the juices inside. But ultimately, says the Beis Yosef, what we need is one thing. We need to be magdir the kanei sukkar as meichel, as an oichel, as a pri, in order to say that the sugar is a secondary. So zokter enechanami, it's not like a date mamish. You don't ingest it, you don't chew it and swallow it. But lemaisa, it's an edible item. When you take something in its natural state, you put it in your mouth, you chew, you suck, you get hana, that's eating. That's a maisa achila, and that's enough to be magdir this thing as a pri. In the end of the day, you spit it out, okay. So you spit out the peel of a lot of things. You know, you spit out a little, you know, the secondary, the rough parts of different foods. So this is just the rough part of the food, but ultimately you're doing a maisa achila. If you take a kanei sukkar, you put it in your mouth and eat it, that's called a maisa achila. And that's categorically different than doing a factory processing of removing its juices and creating this crystallized sugar.
The Beis Yosef was
Chaylik on the Torah. The Beis Yosef, yeah. Okay, so in the Beis Yosef, really what I'm quoting is partly Kesef Mishnah and partly Beis Yosef.
Yeah,
what
I'm saying.
What do you mean?
You're saying it's a Meichel.
I'm explaining the Beis Yosef who is answering for the Rambam. And one second, I will clarify, but I'm explaining now the Beis Yosef explaining for the Rambam why, in fact, sugar is secondary to sugar stalks. The Torah says the same thing. The answer is this is a Meichel and this is not a Meichel. Okay. Now, so you'll ask me, okay, so if he's there, the Beis Yosef comes out that sucking on the sugar cane should be a eitz, and the sugar should be a shahakal. And after all, the Rambam passed, and they're both shahakal, right? So I was very surprised to see the Bir Halacha asks this question. He says, like, you know, if he's there, it should come out into hatenach, the sugar, but, you know, what about the sugar stalks? The Bir Halacha asks this question. Now, this is not a question. This is pashut. in a Chanami. This is the Beis Yosef Lashitas on the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam is a Tushlavd Rambam. We can't forget how we learned the Rambam. In a Chanami, what's the Beis Yosef coming to Miyashiv the Torah? He's coming to Miyashiv the Shlav Beis of the Rambam, who said that even if you'll tell me the Kanei Sukkar are her eights, for the sugar is processed, it's Shahakal. And the Torah said, well, there's no, this is not processing, this is the Iker way, the sugar, the juice, it's all the same. So the Beis Yosef is being Miyashiv. No, the Rambam had two Shlavim. Again, this is not the only way to read this Rambam. But this is the Beis Yosef. This is how we read the Rambam. So in the Chanami, at this Shlav in the Beis Yosef, but he's claiming, no, the sugar canes, that's called eating, because you put it in your mouth, you chew it, you suck on it, you eat it, that's eating. And in the Chanami, at this Shlav, we'd say, that's a Boyer Priya Eitz. And the sugar, which is a peripheral, secondary ana, that would be Shakal. Lefi Zeh would come out that when you suck them, it should be Boyer Priya Eitz. In the Chanami, Lefi, this Shlav in the Rambam, he was saying, and Imtim Tziloimer, it is a Pri, and it is a Eitz, but the secondary sugar, which goes through a major processing, would be Shakal. So I'm just, that's Shlav in the Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, what do we hold? Halacha l'maisa in the Chanami. There's another Svar of the Rambam, which we do paskin halacha, and the Beis Yosef also paskins that halacha. And that's the first Shlav of the Rambam, where he said, v'ani omer, she'ein ze pri. That has nothing to do with this discussion. This whole discussion of the Tur and the Kesef Mishnah is imtim tziloimer, it is a pri, we could still be mechal between the sucking and the sugars. But in the Chanami, l'olam, what are we paskin? We paskin the whole Rambam. What's the ganzer Rambam? What's the etzem halacha in the Rambam? Ein ze pri. Now, either Eitz or Adama, that we're going to get back into.
The reason why it would be an Eitz is because you're sucking on the...
Because Zokter, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying, Imtim Slomer Tzapri. What does it mean, Imtim Slomer Tzapri? Says the Kesef Mishnah, very simple. Go to the corner, every market in Cairo, they sell fruit. So you could buy an apple, you could buy an orange, you could buy a Kani Sukkar. People buy them and they eat them.
I mean, even though you're sucking the...
Yeah, I mean, when you eat any food, you suck it. It's an edible thing. You take it, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mokein Melchon, whatever bracha you make, you put it in your mouth, you eat it, you chew it, you suck it. Ah, you spit out the leftover outer wood, so what? It's an edible thing. It's a chiddush, but what the Beis Yosef is saying is that as long as it's chal and this thing, a maisa achil, it's a pri. It's something that grows from the ground that we eat, just like apples. Ah, you spit something out. Okay, I spit out the pits of an apple also. Kav yachol. Even though yeshmakum lachalik, and that's the Torah's chalik. But okay, so ultimately, so it comes out like a funny thing. Ultimately, what's taka the pshat that the Rambam says ain't a pri? I mean, ultimately, that was the intention. But ultimately, we taka say ain't a pri, and we taka make shakal on the whole thing. That's all derech the Torah taka. Ultimately, the Rambam really afanemis held that ain ze pri. Why taka is not a pri? Because ultimately he held like the Torah said. Ultimately, we really hold that the fact that you could take something and suck on it and just get some sweetness from it, that's not meichal on the thing, a shame pri. That's ultimately just a, you know, some kind of a geshmaka thing that you suck from it. And memela, it's not a pri, which is al derech what the Torah said. And this is the Bir Halacha brings this already from the Gaonim themselves, or Hai Gaonim and others say this lahadya. They say that the lashon is that hachan svir luhu the afagav de etu kiven the lav peri ko mafik the lav peri ko achlinon loy mis amrlan bay preet. Kiven the lav peri ko mafik. This is not a tree which produces fruit. It's just an eitz baum that you suck on. Lav perika mafik, lav perika achlinon, and there's nothing edible about it. There's nothing you eat, and that could be bavarning the hadama, because you know, lamasha, like we saw by the halacha of tzlaf, that we know that even a tree that produces fruit that a boy pira eats, if it produces other peripheral edible things like the tzlaf tree, which was the caper bush, how do you call it in English? Caper bush. The caper bush produces other many edible items like the leaves, like the other small berries, the tamarim, the kafrisin, the olim, aside from the evyonis. So if it produces an edible thing, even though it's peripheral to the fruit, and therefore it doesn't have the chashivas of Bari Pir Eitz, it still remains a Bari Pir Adama. So here, say the Goyim, you don't have either. Well, the Bialach is borrowing the lumdus of the Goyim. You don't have either one. It doesn't produce fruit. This sugar cane doesn't produce a fruit. And itself is not really edible even to make a Bari Pir Adama. After all, you just suck on it. So ultimately, what the Rambam is saying, in a Chanami, I agree with the Torah ultimately, just there was a Makam Lachalik. But ultimately, we agree with the Torah that the fact that you could take something, suck on it, and get epizahano, that doesn't make it a food, that doesn't make it a pri. Aye, but you're being nana and you're swallowing, it's not just ti'ima ba'alma. So, okay, me'mela, but so the brach is shakal nebivare.
It comes
out
of the grandma.
Okay. In a Chanami. So, shteitar, a chiddush, in a Chanami. This is what's being mischadish in this Rambam, and it's not like the Gainim. That something that grows naturally in the ground, and therefore, l'chayr, we could have said it's the pri ha'adama or pri ha'eitz. Shteita, that pri has another tonight. Pri has another tonight. Yes, it says the Rambam that it just can't be a piece of eitz that you suck on. It has to be something that comes out of the ground, which is edible. Now, on the tzad that it's edible, it will certainly be at least a bari pri adama, and perhaps a bari pri eitz, and that won't get into the hemshich. But something that's just, you know, an eitz ba'alma, It's not objectively a pri, so that remains a shackle. Now, what l'chayr would come out from here is that, what are we passing a halacha? That the fact that something is very gishmak and very from the ground and very sought after, la'alaf mulur vavos, but the fact that you just take it and suck it and get all kinds of gishmak juices, but all you can do is suck it and then throw out the guf hadavar, that does not give it a shame pri. It doesn't have a shame pri. And mele it remains shakal ne'bevare. So l'chayr, one could have understood from here that we could clarify, kol yistik ha-shayla. What is the halacha of metzitza? A person takes an orange, or an apple, or a chvase, whatever other type of pri, and he takes it, and he goes to be moitzitzit, he doesn't want to eat it, too many calories, a chvase for us, he doesn't like the fiber, I don't know. He takes it, and he goes to suck. What bracha should he make? So l'chayr seem from here, we could have said, that sucking, you see the Rambam was magdir, sucking, the halacha we pass, ein ze pri, does not make it an achilas pri, and mele should be shakal. So l'chayr would be shver, and what the Gilyon Rebbe Kiva Eger brings in Sif Ches, where he brings from the Pri Chadosh in his Sefer Mayim Chaim, that if a person takes a Pri, and he goes to be Maitzitzit, the Brachas Bayer Pri Eitz. And l'chayr, that would, at first glance, seem to be Nister from this Rambam. But the emes is, that the emes is Kipshuta, it's not Nister from the Rambam, and Kipshuta, there's no Kasha Klal. Because Ad Kan Loi Pligi, the Rambam and the Ga'inim, Ella, if sucking on something, if the fact that something is a suckable, enjoyable item, could be mechal, could give it a shame pri, could allow us to call this thing a pri. So al zeh nemar the Rambam, I know it's enjoyable, I know it's kishmak, but it's not a pri. Because l'mais, it's not an edible thing, it's just a suckable thing. But oifin, that you have something that's certainly a pri, let's say you have an orange, an apple, something that's certainly an edible item, I mean, that's what a pri is. And you decide to eat it in this fashion, No one ever told us that that's not called a maisa achila of this pri. The shame pri the orange has. The pri doesn't need your the pri doesn't need your help. The orange doesn't need your help. So when you go and suck it, are you eating the pri or not? Says Rebbe Kiva Eger b'shem the pri chadash. That's called eating the pri, and the bracha is boire pri ha'etz. Now, mitoras chidish lo yatzanu. Divrei Rebbe Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is taka. Not nista from the Rambam Machal, it's chaluk lagamri, but lemais it's still a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because you know we have a sugya called meperis. Again, if we take an apple and we squeeze the juice out and it falls into your cup and then you drink it, that's shahakal. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger and Achanami. That's if you squeeze it into your cup. But if you take it and you put it in your mouth and you suck on it, then it's boyperates. So one could have said maishno, and the answer is al derechot we said in the Beis Yosef that lemaisa this is a maisa achila. Lemaisa, you know, Chazal will loynastu devreim l'shiurim. You pick up an apple, you put it in your mouth, and you're nene from it kederech hanenim. So that's called a ma'isa achila. It's a ma'isa achila on what? Again, if the metzitza had to give it its shame achila, shame meichel b'zeder, but it's a shame meichel because people are eating apples today till tomorrow. So memela, it has a shame pri, and metzitza is called an achila. Hagam, that if you'd squeeze out those same juices into a cup, it would remain shahakal, because then again, that would not be a ma'isa achila of the apple, but rather that would be drinking its mayim, which is just zeyah ba'alma. Okay. And Lamashal, Rebbe Kiva Eger himself, is Mitzayin over there in Sif Ches and Reish Beis. He says, "Ayin Mash Kesafti B'Simin Reish Yud Ala Gilyon." Look over there in the Gilyon. He quotes the other half of the Pri Chadash, who says that what's the shear? You know, the shear for Bracha Achreina is different between solids and liquids. So when you suck the fruit, says Rebbe Kiva Eger in Pri Chadash, it's the shear Kezayis, like a Michael, not the shear Revius, because Vaikter, it's just a Pashna Maisachil. This is one of the ways of eating the fruit. Chazal didn't like, you know, get into the pritei pratim, how you want to eat your fruit. You know, they decide it's a fruit, you're eating it normally, so what you're spitting out or not, you know, they left that up to you. Blibes by priates.
They could say same thing about ice.
Why?
Turn liquid into your mouth also.
I mean, ice either way, but, oh, you're talking about frozen juices.
Yeah,
the emphasis is, this is a very interesting shayla about, we spoke about the frozen grape juice, perhaps. Does it lose its birchas bari priya gafin? It's nageya by bari priya gafin, by a grape juice. And this is big machlokes achreinim, and lagabi bracha achreina.
Some would say it loses the
bracha. Yes. It's surprising to me also. That's what Shevet Alevi says. Without any real, I don't think substantial raya's ein sham. Well, let's leave that for now, because bekoshi we're going to finish at 6:30. Bnei Chanami, I think that is taka kashur to this shev. Now, there's a halacha in Reish Beis Yud Zayin. Some people got back to it, like Mordechai and Yeshua. Yeshua's gone already. And Reish Beis Yud Zayin says like this, that on Kenila, you make a Bari Pri Adama. What's Kenila? So the Rama is nice and helps us, and he says, Ratzalaymer Tzimmerind. And the Paiskim say that this is cinnamon. So what's the bracha on cinnamon? So the bracha on cinnamon is Bei Pri Adama. Now, Emma says it's mashma, that this is coming from the Rishonim, and it's mashma that they had some way of ingesting cinnamon,
maybe it's in its early stages of growth, or cooked, and they had a way of making cinnamon sticks that were soft enough that they were edible, and they were eating cinnamon. Right, obviously they're not saying to make a Bei Pri Adama when you sprinkle some cinnamon on your oatmeal, because then it's a tafel. They were talking about eating it in a way that it's not a tafel, and that kind of was a derech, and it was a normal derech. So the bracha is Bei Pri Adama. I don't think it's anything but sticks, but obviously the stick was either in a stage that was very soft, like the heart of the palm in their earlier stages. They had some way or some type of a cinnamon that wasn't sucking. Clearly not sucking. That's mefurish in the chayotim. That's what we're going to get into right now. They were eating it. Eating cinnamon. We eat cinnamon all the time. Just we eat it as a tuffle and as a spice. I'm just saying that Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyur is talking about some kind of way. I don't think you're talking about someone who took a cinnamon shaker and kacha into their mouth. They're talking about some way of eating cinnamon, pieces of cinnamon that were cooked or something. Fine. So l'chayra, we're saying that what? L'halacha comes out. Cinnamon is food. So cinnamon is a pri. It's something that grows from the ground, and it doesn't have the chisaron of kane sukkar, that it's not edible, you just chew it and spit it out. You eat it. Kane cinnamon were eaten, right? So if that's true, that it has a shame pri, because it's edible, just like every other edible thing, and the bracha is brei pri adama, which is significant, not brei pri eitz, even though l'chayra, if you take a look, Yeshua is kind enough to show me a picture of a cinnamon tree. Cinnamon trees are real trees, and I think they last, you know, for a number of years. They don't produce fruit. You eat the bark. But l'maisa, it seems to be a tree, and yet still the bracha is Bei Pri Adama, because there's no tzuris pri. But we're going to get back to that. So like this. So what would you say if what's more common b'zanenu, that if you want to get cinnamon sticks, the only time we really are nene from cinnamon in a way that it's not... It's not a tuffle, a cinnamon stick. Some people suck on them, they put them in their tea, whatever. But let's say, bismaneinu lemaisa, someone takes a cinnamon stick and he wants to be nene from the mitzitza, from the juices inside. It's pretty dry. Okay, you could eat actual pieces of it. But so that would klar bihadama. So let's say we have cinnamon that you could shave and eat and kind of eat a bit, but I want to take it and suck on it, mitzitza. So l'chayra, l'fi dvareinu, l'fi arachildek, between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rambam, should be hadama. Because lemaisa, you're sucking an edible thing. Just like if you suck an orange, it's Bari Priya Eitz. Just like if you suck an apple, it's Bari Priya Eitz. If you suck a cucumber, l'chayr, it's Bari Priya Adama. L'chayr, if you suck a cinnamon, it should be Bari Priya Adama. Because again, sucking can't give it a shame, Michael, can't give it a shame pre, because we pass in the Rambam, not the Goinim, who say they could. But l'maisa, once it has a shame pre, why? Because it's edible. So l'chayr, sucking it should also give you a Bari Priya Adama. Now, even though my chavrusha is chayl gami, and why is he chayl gami? Because he holds a ish l'chalik, that when you have an orange is edible right now. If you want, you could eat it. If you decide not to eat it, you decide to munch it down. So then we say, you decide to suck it, I'm sorry. So then we say the sucking is like an achil, and that's perfect. I'm shaking the cinnamon sticks. The mice, the tsura, we get a cinnamon stick. If it's a hard cinnamon stick, kemoishu right now, it's not edible. You could shave it down and sprinkle it onto your cake. But the mice, you can't eat it, kemoishu. So the chayra, it could be that this matzitza has to give it a shame eichel. Has to give it a shame pri. Could be in this form, it loses its shame pri. Yesh makam lachalik, I hear. Daiti noita. Not like that, and that since it's be'etzem an edible item, it's Bari Priya Adama, so middle of the sucking, even though in this form the sucking is not possible to eat it, but l'maisa it's still you're sucking an edible thing, you're sucking something that be'etzem has a shame pri. And, let's say you could eat it. Let's say, like Rabbi Yonasan is saying, let's say you could fry it up. I don't want to get into the spices. The spices are really exactly the point. Let's say you could take this thing, chop it up, and fry it. But right now, as it is, a hard thing, you can't eat it. So, B'chaim Tainas, and I hear, and I need to stop it, but okay. Now, Lamaisa, you look in the Nishmas Adam, Emes is in the Chai Adam, Klal Nun Aleph, and he says that on cinnamon, it's Adama, because you know the Chai Adam is not Chayuk on Shulchan Aruch, even though with regards to sugar, he actually is Chayuk on Shulchan Aruch, but let's leave that for now. Lagabe, cinnamon, he actually agrees with Shulchan Aruch, and he says that yes, cinnamon is Hadama. And again, he's talking about some kind of edible cinnamon. Yonasan has a recipe, anyone wants to get it from him, you could chop it up and fry it. So, what about sucking? So says the Chai Adam, but if you suck it, it's Shahakal. So my Chai. That's not Shalai Kedvarenu. So the emphasis is, I'm not going to read the Lashanis inside. Maybe I'll just read one of the Lashanis inside. Emes is that if you look there good in the Nishpas Adam, there's a Shtikal Rikhs in the Nishpas Adam. And Emes is, he seems to have a whole different Havana in the Din Metzitza. And not like we're saying, and not like a Kiveger Bemes. And he says like this, he says, you know, after all, where did we get this Din Matitza from? It's like, I don't know if we saw this Reb Kiveger, and probably didn't see Reb Kiveger. Was he before Reb Kiveger or something?
He didn't, no Kiveger, no Prichadash, and he says, like, where's this din of Matzitza from? He says, you know, the whole this whole thing about Matzitza that should be any different than Achila, it's really just a Magen Avram. So if you also, it's a Magen Avram in Reish Gimel Sif Aleph, where he's talking about the various different unedible berries, edible berries, not so tasty berries, high berries, low berries. We're going to get back to that. But what does he say about the berries? He says, you know, there's the other things, these like little red berries that you find in Tamuz, and there's really not something too geschmack about them, but you could suck them. It's very geschmack. You suck out the juices, the sraf inside, you suck it out, and then you throw out the whole thing. So it's a mitzitza, and suck there, the brachas shahakol. And says the Magen Avram, and ayin reish beis, sif tesvav, mitzitza. So the Chayadim seems to understand. So he says, like, okay, so he's like, the Magen Avram really made this up. Because he, for a side reason, which maybe we'll get back to, he doesn't like the tzushtal to Kani Sukkar. He holds Kani Sukkar is a different story. Because by Kani Sukkar, okay, let's leave that for now. So Zakht Er, that really the Magen Avram saying Misvara. But Zakht Er, you know, the Magen Avram Svara, it's a glatta Svara. Mikal Makam, and I read from the Nishma Sadam, Mikal Makam, it's in Nun Aleph Sifkot and Yud in Nishma Sadam, Mikal Makam has Svara Yeshara. It's a glatta Svara. Why? The Maishna in Maitzitz Bepiv, Oisha Maitzi Alide Schita. Back to our problem. What's the difference if I take the apple and I squeeze it into a cup and then drink it, or if I take the apple and squeeze it like this, like Mashna? Thus haste that he's not being noichist. What we're saying L'chayr was the Kavanah Sakesif Mishnah, that there's something called a Maisachila, that Chazal didn't get into the Pritei Pratim. How do you want to enjoy your apple? Just put it in your mouth and enjoy, and then you make a Boya Pirates. No, Zok there. After all, that is the Sogi of Meperis. That is the Sogi of Dushat the Tamri. So if it's just the Maya Ba'ama, if it's just apple juice, of, I don't care how you're getting apple juice. Mishna, Zok there. So Asher Al Kain, that he has this Kol Yistakadin, it's Taka going to be not like Rabbi Kiveger. And the halacha, it's going to come out no matter what you're sucking, Lamaisa, you're just sucking juices. Again, orange juice, we hold a shahakal, right? According to Rav Days. Orange juice, apple juice. So you have a funny way of getting your juices by sucking the fruit? Oh, gesunter hate. But that is not. He's not noiches to what? In a chanam, he's not a dover mukrach, that there's a thing called a maisa achila, and you could be mechalik, it depends how you eat it. Do you totally ingest it? That's the bracha ruila. Or are you just sucking the juices? Juices? Maishna, and that's only a shahakal niabidvare. So that's how he learns. Now, the emes is like this. So it comes out that emes is Magabi Mitzitza, we have a shtekel machlokes. Galfid and Nishmas Adam all suck and shtaka be not brechit. Now, the mice like this. The raya that the Nishmas Adam brings from the Magen Avram is not a raya. That's him. It's not a raya against Rabbi Kiveger, that's for sure. Because again, what was he talking about? He was talking about these types of garua type of berries that were really not edible. He says, Lahad, you're not edible. And all you could do was suck out the juices. And Alzeh Zuck the Magen Avram, Shahakol Ayin Kani Sukkar. So Gavalda Gishmak, Rabbi Kiveger knew this Magen Avram. He knew this is the Shtim's Lafli. Because again, if the Matzitza is the only thing that you could do to this, it's only a Bar Matzitza, it's not a Bar Achila, so Matzitza doesn't give it a Shem Eichel. So we're talking about Geruah Dika berries. The Magen Avram tells too, Geruah Dika Kani Sukkar, that the only thing, these two things are just, they're not Bar Achila's Bechal, they're only Bar Matzitza. So Alzeh Nemar Matzitza Shahakol. But lo katuv b'chlal in this Magen Avram that all matzitza, you know, maishna, shna v'shna, because it's a maisachila on something that has a shame pri, by when you suck an orange or suck another fruit. So, imishum the Magen Avram, the emes is there's no Magen Avram, right? Now, alamai, it's not a Magen Avram, it's chayadam. Chayadam said, you know, it's a svar yishar. So, aybazay would come out l'chayra a machloikis, and maybe one with taina, you know, al tesafik brachas. So, Chayadim just says sucking is fruit juice. Chayadim, I don't think, certainly would not be masking. I read the Chayadim and Nishpat on the side. I'm just saying his rai of the Magen Avram is no rai. He doesn't have a Magen Avram. Yeah, so he has a Chayadim because he was the Chayadim. Yeah, that's his chalak, and he's not noichas to the chalak of Maisa Chila, not Maisa Chila. So, mi ani uma ani to be machriya, bein haharim hagedaylam. Lamaisa, it's nirim divri Rabbi Kiveger. L'chayar the chalak is pasha. It's a shtickle mudna to me that nasat l'chashun. Put the apple in your mouth and you're sucking, it depends, you have to like swallow the fibers. I hear maybe it's not such a modern chilek, but it sounds like Nasaz Varech Lashurin. You put it in your mouth, your nana kederach hananin, that's the bracha ruyaloi. So I just want to say that Ladino, even if. Okay, so Megillah Sefer shells too that in Hilcha Shabbos and Chaf, Lagabe, whether there's an Isser, Schita Beperus, if it's all in your mouth, half in your mouth, I don't think that makes a difference. But in a chanami, maybe we could start being machalik all in your mouth. That's more of a ma'isa chila. In a chanami, so Megillah Sefer thinks that that's a possible chilek.
Like a grapefruit.
Yeah, in a chanami. So I'm just saying like this. Where's this? Since, you know, if we're going to be machriya the shayla, it's going to be a shayla lamaisa. Only those shaylas need hachra. So the shayla that's more lamaisa, I think, people generally don't suck apples. You know, it's like
who sucks an apple? You suck. What do you suck? Some people are telling us you cut the orange at the quarter, especially little kids. It's too tough for them, so they suck on the oranges. They stick it in their mouth. They suck out the whole thing. You're left with just all the fibers. All you get with the juices. So I think b'chiyai gavna, b'chayra avada we could be saying mechanim kiv eger and on b'chadash and avada make a bayir pure eitz. And chutz mizeh that l'chayra nirim devrayim. But b'tzir if the svar we saw in the Chazanish that the Chazanish taina that citrus fruits to begin with, it could be that the whole hana, meaning the Chazanish had a taina that b'chlal. May Paris is a Ba'alma, so apple juice is Nishkin apple. It's apple juice, it's Garua. So, like there, but orange juice is Nishkin orange. And this, the Chazanish never even saw a Trapican. I mean, maybe he did. But the point is that orange juice, citrus fruits, like there, the whole, like I keep quoting this beautiful memory from the Chazanish, that the Hanas Achila of citrus fruits is really a Hana of Shisia. It's really the Gishmak is the Gishmak of Shisia. It's just juices and little capsules. So, Batsir of Zeh, you know, I think, and Be'ene Kulam, like it's really very muvan that you take a quarter of an orange, you stick it in your mouth, and you suck and suck and suck, and you just don't want to, you know, chew on the tough fibers. It's a pashna maisa achila, and it's called kula in your mouth. If you mendel chilek, and it's a citrus fruit, and nirim divir rikiveger, so chay b'chay agavna, you can make a bari pri haitz. Okay, that's lagabe mitzitza. Now
what
I just want no, that's the ganze pri. That's the whole pri. That's all. Yeah, I mean, in a chanami, it's maybe similar to a citrus fruit that the kolkule of the pri is the juice. So, but l'chayra, if you get all the meichel, that's l'chayra. Even though I hear a little bit what you're saying, because you know the Magen Avraham, he speaks about these like types of berries, and he's like the only geschmack thing is the juices. So you're only really making a bracha on the juice. I think, but l'maisa, even the juices of pomegranates, it's a little fleshy. It's not mamish juice.
But
without
the Chazanish,
I personally, you know, like I said, me and you, money, I could decide, but I think that I personally think Rabbi Kiviger is right. I think it's clear, like Rabbi Kiviger. I think to say that if you take something, put it in your mouth, chew on it, suck on it, and then just spit out that, like, you know, like your kid ever do that, you know, you spit out the white mush afterwards from the apple. I don't think it's felt in his Maisa Achila. You know what I'm saying?
Maisa Achila is still there.
What?
It's
no, that's Gufa the Chilk. That's not true. Because that's the thing. It's not a Maisa Achila on Zeh. It's a Maisa Achila on an apple. Now, when you want to do a Maisa Achila on apple, it's not felt that the Hanav of Zeh, it's a Geruah Dikah Hanav. When you're eating the Geruah Dikah Chiluk of the apple, okay, Inkam Mokam Laharech, I hear the Mokam, this is the Chayadam. I mean, the Chayadam is the Chayadam. Okay.
Yes. What do you say? I mean, it's still, even according to Rikki Vegar, though, it would seem that it would be going after a dieter to say that when you get the juice, when you're eating the fruit, you make hayetz. And that would even be in the case, for example,
the juice that you squeeze out?
Is a good example, right? Because you make hayetz on the fruit, right? It would be schwer to say that when you then squeeze into your spoon, that's now a shahakul, because the chori, you're just using a spoon because of
I hear.
But really, you're eating. This is how you eat the eggs, right? I mean, you eat it, then you squeeze it at the end of the spoon. Because
I hear. So it gets tricky. If you're toilet in a maisach, I hear it gets tricky. La maisa, that case specifically, where you're squeezing it, that'll be tuffle to your maisach.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take her in tuffle, klar. I think then you wouldn't make a bracha b'chai gavna. Question is, let's say I eat the grapefruit, and then I come back, you know, 20 minutes later, and it's no more ikar tuffle, and then I squeeze out the last bit into my cup. So you're saying maybe that would also be kashrut to my sechil. L'chayr b'chayy agavna, that's the gemara of me peiros. But in chanami, maybe this is just proving the chazanish's point a little bit. Okay, ain't kam makom harach. I just want to be messiah this chelik because we want to move on to some other chashav chalakim of this little shmuz here, and that is a very interesting shaila, which Rabbi Yonason was ma'ir to me, and which there's somewhat of a discussion about this in that nishmas adam that I quoted. That what should be the bracha on maple syrup? Now, again, generally maple syrup is poured over your pancakes, in which case you make a bracha on the pancakes, not the maple syrup. And if you want to taste if it's spoiled or not, that's te'ima, you're not going to make a bracha anyway. But, you know, chesnish, let's say someone sees some maple syrup that's going to go on the latkes in a few weeks, and you want to just taste it, you want to take a taste, meaning not a taste of te'ima, but a taste of eating, you want to take a spoonful. What is the bracha of maple syrup? So what is maple syrup? So maple syrup is the natural saps inside the maple tree, which is very tasty, delicious, in its total natural form. Again, mustama, there has to be some kind of sinun, some kind of purification, some kind of filtering. Do you have to boil it?
Yeah, you cook.
And otherwise, it's what?
Otherwise, it's like a sap.
My secretary, they take tons of sap. They put it
from the tree
in big buckets, and they boil and boil and boil it out for a long time.
Now, does the boiling is just to soften it up? Okay, so ulai is, this will be mishana what I'm about to say, but assuming that it's just too hard and you just have to soften it up and it doesn't really know, undergo a tahalich of bishul, afterwards it's basically liquid, and you buy in the store 100% pure maple syrup, so what shulachar should be the bracha? And again, this may be somewhat more theoretical because it's really meant to be a tavlin. We're going to see halach about things that are meant to be tavlina, but let's assume that it's something that's edible and enjoyable and doesn't really need a process to create it. It just needs, you know, maybe a little softening, a little filtering. So what should be the bracha? So, you know, it sounds mechudish, but I think the bracha should be hadama. Like, you know, this is against my nature to say such a funny-sounding type of thing, but let's think about this for a second. The tree grows from the ground. And let's assume it doesn't have to undergo any significant processing. So...
Isn't it an Elon Strzok?
Let it be an Elon... Well, that's good for the question. I think it's not an Elon Strzok because it produces a gavaldic pri. You know what that pri is called? It's called maple syrup. Now, says the Rambam, two things. Oh, one second. So it says the Rambam, anything that has to go nishtana day or nishtana, it's not nishtana. Let's go about the first time of the Rambam. Zok the Rambam, sugar cane is ain't a pri. Meaning the sugar that comes out of the sugar, the sugar that comes out of the sugar cane is ain't a pri. It's the matzitza. I'm just saying, so l'chor, that would be the makom to say it's shahakal, because ze ain't a pri, well, it's just a tree, a big tree with leaves, and there's no, where's the fruit? So it could be, but you're talking that, you know, the mitzitza of sugar, there's no such thing as sugar syrup. I mean, we make corn syrups, whatever it is, but there's no sugar syrup, meaning, you know, I'm saying pure...
sugar cane juice.
Vase sugar cane juice, probably water mixed with...
I don't know if they mix any water.
Okay, so that maybe that would goof be the shayla, but I'm saying by the Rambam, you see, there was the crystallized salt-like sugar, or there was sucking the actual cane. So it could be when he said that sucking the cane, ain't zepri, shayla is that this is a piece of wood, it has some mesikos to it, it's a davar she'en b'mamish, there's no pri. Mashenkein, if what's true by the maple trees, that you could pachas yoser, just stick a tap into the tree, open it up, and, you know, okay, again... What? Even Zav Me'elov, the Nishmas Adam speaks about a Rambam, Lagabe Hilchus, Trumas Meis. Funneling it out. So, you know, you have a tree, it's a Dover Sheish B'mamish. Elamite's liquid, so we spoke about last week. Liquid is not a steer, it's a Bay Pirates. I mean, we make a Bay Pirates guffin on thing, on wine, we make a Bay Pirates on Shem and Zayis. Clear the fact that it's liquid, shouldn't matter. Yeah, so those are two special things which are. What?
It's not a Dover Shtia, it's not.
Oh, so then we have to start clearing, right? So it maintains a Michael. Yeah, it's a question, you take a spoonful. So, Alamai, I could still hear that the Rambam's Ein Zepri will apply because, you know, again, like I said, it's not round and juicy and plump, you know. But Alamai said it's a Davar Sheish B'mamish. It's a ganz fine liquid and thing that's Be'ein and, you know, sold Alafim Ulrevavus. So, so the emesis, why am I saying Hadam? Alachar should be Ha'etz. Why Hadam? So when you say it's not the ikar of the tree, it's not the ikar of the tree, but it's the ikar fruit of the tree. It's the pri of the eitz. Meaning this is a tree. Oh, exactly. Bidyuk. That's exactly what I've written here. L'chor it's habatai. Now like this. Now that we're a little more wise after learning the sif, let's go back to our discussion from a number of weeks ago about hearts of palm. Now hearts of palm, the Gemara says shahakal, but let's assume that ours are at least hadama, meaning our hearts of palm come from specifically, I don't know, engineered, or they found the right zan of date trees, actually not date trees, palm trees, because there's no dates, that grow a large amount of hearts of palm, no berries if at all, let's just assume for a minute no berries, even though that was might be part of the taino. And they grow these trees, they chop them down, they take out huge amounts of hearts of palm. So he said, l'char, it's pashut, it's at least a bar piradama, because it's a date to the hachi. People are planting it, that should be enough to give it a bar piradama, even though Yishma Fakim is that, but let's assume that's at least by Priyadam. So, B'shaitoi, it sounded exceedingly strange to us what Rabbi Yeshua or someone mentioned that one of the star K, Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore, so he claimed that you should make a by Priyates on hearts of palm. And that sounded very strange, and like we kind of were less into the sugya of of sugar. Okay, so I think now it doesn't sound so strange. I still think that it could be. And this, you have to get into the ma'amakim of what's the two shitas in the ga'inim without the Rambam. Because I think that's what we're saying here. Like the Rambam tainted sugar, that's like a garnish, that's ein zepri. But we're saying that hearts of palm and maybe maple syrup, that's psapri, it's a real zach comes out. And amai comes out as like a little thing, you carve it out of the inside of the bark, the hearts of palm. And the maple syrup is just juice. But it could be it's talu, itaka, lafi the ga'inim who say sugar can be a eitz. So then it could be this should also be a eitz. What?
Why are you saying the sugar is less? Unless you didn't seem to be clear with the chaver at all. And
Sugar is less because we pass in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that sugar ain't a pri. Now, what we assume... I'm saying la halacha, I think we pass in that sugar. Shakol taka like the mechabit. I'm just saying, this is taka better. This is better because, you know, heart's a palm. It's a ganza thing. Yeah, it's like a vegetable. No, so I'm saying maple syrup, I think, like your Mendel saying, should be dumya to heart's a palm. And I think l'chayr should be... What?
Why not to sugar cane juice?
Because again, on sugar cane juice, whatever that metzius is, the Rambam said on that ain't zepri, and I would assume the point is because sugar cane juice might, you know, have to check if it's just sweetened water, but there doesn't seem to be anything that yesh bo mamash we can call a pri, and that seems to be the Rambam's sign, and that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, what do we have here? You take a piece of wood and you suck on it, or you can go through this major processing thing and come out with a crystallized thing that looks like
maple syrup is a pri?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. I'm talking halacha l'maisa. What? So what? Who a liquid can't be a pri? So what?
Sugar is a liquid as well.
Sugar is not a liquid. I'm saying it's a little less than a liquid. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm being misunderstood. I'm being understood. I might not be making any sense. I'm just saying the Rambam said like this. He said sugar canes. What do you have ready? There's no pri here. Where's the pri? Sugar cane. That's a piece of eitz. If you suck on it, you're gonna get some sweetness out of it. Sish
can
pri.
You can stick something in and liquid will come out.
The Rambam doesn't speak about that case. Now, I don't know if because that there's just no hanaf from such a thing, or that taka is much less liquid, you have to squeeze much more. From what I understand, you can't do that to sugar canes. They have to be crushed.
Of them cut in half and liquid pouring out.
Okay. So you have to check. I don't know. But I'm assuming that, like the Rambam's example word, there's nothing here. You could suck on it, you could process it, but where's the pri? So I'm saying here we have a pri, we have a heart's a palm, we have syrup, it's a handful of syrup, a cupful of syrup. I'm saying that could be better, and even if you're not, even a maisa, it could be a brichasa heruya. I say that you're talking that it's not shaykh to bari pri eitz, because could be bari pri eitz needs episode tsuras pri, like we see by the heart's a palm. L'chayr, what's makubal is that it's taka not a pri, even though it's an edible part of the tree, and might be the most edible part of the tree, but maisa blies bari pri adam until you have a tsuras pri. And l'gabe, maple syrup, who I didn't. Okay, so maisa, it's not sonogeya. Because of, I'm saying this would be l'chayr tali to make her eitz.
But who says that's the?
So I'm saying that l'chayr could be tali. Let's say we don't accept the Rambam sign, which the Goyim didn't. They didn't accept this in zepri, sugarcane zepri. And then within that, the Goyim argued and said hadama eitz. And the Rambam said that the ikar shita is hadama. Without my tainus, says the Rambam, the ikar shita is hadama. He said kol ha-Goyim said hadama umitza samruha eitz. So you see that the ikar shita lulei devar Rambam is hadama. Why? Lulei devar Rambam. It's a pasha eitz. Teretz is l'chayr a pri is dafzayin a pri. Just because you have an edible part of a tree.
Who says this far from
that? Yeah. So I'm just. This is what I'm theorizing. I don't have
the year alone. What?
Yeah, I'm saying this is all part of the different lashonis of the Goyim, and yeah, Echanami. This is not just an this is not abstract theory. This is, you know, this is the machlokes Goyim l'chayra. Ad kama do we say that it has to have tzuras pri to be called a pri? That would be totally in the brach of sugar, luli the Rambam. I'm saying that it could be heart, just like heart's a palm. Could be maple syrup. Yeah, because that's my sugar. I'm suggesting right, so perhaps maple syrup and heart's a palm are much better. And melo, you could make a brach. Okay.
The Rambam for Shmita, the initial sound brings the, it says, by
the
rock, so then the sap's going to become the fruit. So
you're
going to say it's only good enough to make an
adama? Right. Possibly the gabi birchas anen, possibly. Right. But you have to know if that's a steer, nechanam. That's part of the shot. Okay. I couldn't find anything written about it, but Adrabah, if someone could, you know, if you find someone greater than me who said otherwise, I'd love to hear about it. L'chayr, it seems a shtickle vayt to say a shakal on such a thing. Okay. L'maisa, if you go a little bit further in that bir halacha, so he says that we had this whole beautiful discussion about sugar and sugar canes and processed sugar. And he says, l'chayr, it's mam shenan negeya. Even though in Radin they were eating lots of sugar, but he says that sukkar shalonu doesn't come from sugar canes, it comes from fruits, it comes from sugar beets. I still don't have clarity as to the metzius b'zman hazeh. Yeshua, our source for all information, told us that domino sugar comes from cane sugar, but it's definitely marketed, it's definitely common beet sugar. And so what's beet sugar? So the Bialacha describes that there's not the commonly eaten beets, which are the more tart, bitter, sour beets, but rather there's a thing called a sweet type of a beet, a sugar beet, which are not commonly eaten, as far as I know, in any place in the world. But it is an edible fruit, after all. Just its main, yes, that's what they say. That's what someone told me. One of these, you know.
I saw that it didn't. Not. B'chlal say that it was eaten ever.
No, I don't. I didn't say it's eaten either. Just like the coffee berry is not eaten, but I think it's edible. Edible it is. So okay, so it's an edible fruit. So it says the Bir Halacha. So here, that's it. Now we're in trouble. Ain zepri, it's a fruit. Less amount of pollock, it's a fruit. L'chair, it's an edible fruit. That's l'chair, it's mashma also from the bialacha. So it's an edible fruit, and it's not the adaita dahachi, and let's, you know, it's not the adaita. So l'chair, I understand, says the bialacha, our sugar l'chair should be b'yipira eitz or hadama, and lo matzinu, everyone still make a charcoal on these things. So why is that? So before we get to the bialacha's answer, I just want to interject for a moment that yesh ladin, and that is l'fi the klalim of something, a fruit, which is in fact cooked and squeezed and juiced, at what point do you make on the end result the bracha ru'uya? So that we discussed at great length last week, which we will not repeat, the four tanaim that you need, which is that it be darka b'kach, which a beet is, which would be that it be cooked into it, into the liquids, which l'chayra beet is. But l'chayra yesh ladin in terms of the other tanai of the Chuvus HaRash, that, you know, when you cook these beets, you're not cooking it for the beets. The Rush said it has to be cooked for the beets. Anytime you want Meishlakas to take on the bracha of the thing, so it has to be cooked also for the pre itself. Now here it's not, but again, this is what the Chayyabi tell you. They cook the beets. They cook the beets into water, and then they dehydrate the water, and they crystallize. So Alamai, this is Chayyabi not a taina, because like we said last week, there's a thing called Meishivsa, where something that's called Kuloi Oimid, to be made to be cooked into the sugar, should in fact get a din of Meishlakas, even according to the Rush. The only other Ha'ara I have, and we'll get back to this again, and hopefully in a moment or two, is that the way it was described to me, the process, if I understand it properly, Meish Lakos, the pshat is, we said that you cook it into the water, and the water gets the flavor of the sugar. And that's different than just Mei Peiros, which is just Schitas Peiros. Schitas Peiros, that's Mei Balma. When it's cooked into the water, then you get the Kol Kula. We discussed why exactly last week, right? So, Lamaisa, the way I understand the beet processing, sugar making process, is that they cook the beet into water to get the sugars out of the beet into the water. So you want to say that water is May sugar, May shlakos, that really has the bracha? Seder. But then they get rid of the water. The water's totally gotten rid of. The sugar, after all, I believe that the sugar making process of the beets is really a May Peiros process. It's just that when you take the beet and you squeeze it, it's hard to get sugar out. So the way they do it is they cook it, the sugar gets out, then they dehydrate the water. So when you say, it's May shlakos, so it's Mekayim, the shita of the Rush that you need cooking. But the thing that you cooked into Meishlakas is gone. You get rid of the water. So, in fact, it's just a fancy way of really getting your Zeya Ba'alma, of squeezing it out. Unless you'll say that since it's done through a cooking process, you can get something more significant out. What? But that's what we're talking about, the bracha of the water.
The
time that goes into the water.
What?
I understand. When you squeeze an orange, we don't pass in the chazan. You squeeze an orange, you get orange. Somehow that's called zeh ba'am. That's not called. It's not the ikur hadno of the pri.
Here the ikur pri. It's even better. They would concentrate the ikur tam.
Yeah. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Okay. I still. Because Lamaisa, the May Shlakos, we're getting rid of in the end of the day, and we're just taking the innards of the priest. So you're saying the cooking is a way to get it out, and you're saying that's the Ikratam? I hear. Yish, Ukhar, Tsas Makam Mustafa, because Al Kopanim, the Bir Lacha doesn't need my Terutzim, because he has a different Terutz, even though he's not so happy with it. But he says that, so the Olam Samechan, the other time of the Rambam. Yeah, Ukhar Lishto is Lavdach Lishto is also to eat. I'm saying, to eat the. Okay, this is also telling their Taina. Okay, I hear. Kopanim zok the Rambam, zok the Bialach. You have another time, the other time of the Rambam. Very nice. So it's not ain zepri zepri zepri. But what about the other time of the Rambam? The Rambam said if it's shana de ur, totally goes through a processing process and it changes into a totally different thing. So that's enough a reason to say loses its bracha. Now this is not so poshut, especially with the way the Kesef Mishnah learned the Rambam, which is l'chayr what's passing the halacha that the Rambam said it, but Tayrus imtem tziloimer, but ikar then we really passing the first time. Okay, but al kapanim, and the Bir Lacha is not really so much matzdik this that this should be the ikar halacha. He just says that, you know, okay, al kapanim, that's what the Ilum Saimechan. He says lahedya there. The Emes says he says also about cane sugar, but the evet if you make a bari priyets or bari priyadom l'maisi yaitzi but the evet al kapanim, the minig based on this second shlav of the Rambam is what's matzdik even a beet sugar to be a shakal nebidvari. I'm saying so like Mashal, the Maimar HaMuzgar, you know, so there's this shaila that some of us get into, you know, if a person has a safek bracha, he forgot if he made a bracha, and he needs a shakal b'ketzer, he needs a shakal. So could you take sugar and make a shakal on that sugar to be moitzier, to get yourself out of a safek? So I think Shevet Levi says, even though there's a lot of sfeikas, but l'chayra, since that the minhag olam we took on like that, and, but the evidence will work anyway, right? I mean, after all, you make a shakal works on everything. Hakapanim lechayer, it's at least by beet sugar, and if you find out that's the rave, that's what's matzah, lechayer, it's not a good eitzah. For sure, lechatchil, he might be safek to be machin himself into 12 other sveikas. Like we pointed out, lechayer is much simpler eitzah, which is just to take a cup of water and have a nice, enjoyable cup of water. You know, and as long as you're not, like, you know, at risk of water poisoning because you're drinking so much water, so, okay, this is totally in the discussion of drinking water, shalai v'tzimon, which I'm just being meramis to, and that would be totally, you know, interesting, shayla, what's better to semech on sugar than semech on water, yesh lodin. Okay. So lemaisa, it's interesting, so it comes out that it's really, this chelek of the bir halacha is also lemdim, which is really from the Rambam, and that is that kama mipoiske zmanenu, they used this second shlav of the bialach, which is to be samech on the Rambam second time. They use this as a way to answer various different minhagim that people have on various different foods, which l'chayra l'halacha should not be so, and that is various foods which are basically ground up and totally cooked, but it's totally darka makach, and l'chayra they should remain with their brachas. L'mashal, chocolate. Tofu, which is made from processed soy. Chalava, which is made from processed sesame seeds. The minhag on all these is to make a shakal nebedvare. The poskim, various different places, Rosh Hashanah here, Liashiv here, different farm, they all bring that, this, and these are all, I guess, relatively, chocolate's pretty old, it's been around, but maybe the common eating of it is quite new. Soy, tofu, chalava, so all these things, l'chayra, it's types of ground up coffee beans, soy, ground chalavas, ground up sesame, l'chayra, it's a darker makach, and we saw that anything that's merusak, but it's a darker makach, and it remains up as a salad, l'chayra, it remains with its bracha, and so the paiskim and kasha. And basically in all these different cases, they point back to this minig, based on this second sheet of the Rambam, that since the minig was by sugar, that's something which is totally ishtana, you have no sheiches, has no connection, it's not masking any zecher of the original food, and it's a total, underwent such a total change in form. So that's the panim chadashus of the Rambam, and al zeh nismuchu to make a bracha of shakal nevaroi on all these foods, even though l'chayra l'fi the pratim that we saw up until now, it would be tachan, they should be by pri adam or eitz. Again, by the tofu, I'm a fakfik, similar to what I was mafakfik by the beets, and that is the way they make tofu, is that you take soybeans. Soybeans are edible. People roast them and eat them whole. So they take soybeans, they cook them. After you cook them, you grind them up. And after a cooking and grinding process, the milk, so to speak, the chalav, the soy milk comes out of the beans. Then they sift it out, they take the soy milk, and their makrish, magabein, they turn it into like a, they freeze it, but they harden it into like a cheese type of, you know, tofu, like tofu burgers and tofu schnitzel and all that stuff. And memela, that's how they make it. So here also, yesh ladun, I was mistapik that it could be that ultimately, the cooking process, and this is similar to the beets, that the cooking process here ultimately is not to make a zamei shlokas. The cooking process is just a way to extract the schita sapri, to get out the chalav soya, to get out the soy from within. So it could be that would maybe be dumbia demei peiris. Now, again, like you're saying, mice is a cooking process, and through the cooking process you get out the kishkas of the pri, so in the chanami, that's why yesh l'chak v'ktuva. But akopan and the minigs make shakal, and at least it's alpi this bi'alacha, that's what the Pesach says, alpi this bi'alacha, alpi the Rambam, that we're saying on a svar of panim chadashos. Okay. So zechinu ladin, mitoich divrei haga'inim v'harambam, kam hilch zegivirta, lagabi the gedarim of what is called a pri, meaning that not everything that comes out of the ground and is edible is a pri. And the nech l'kubazeh, gedoyle harishayinim v'acharinim, and we see that ladina, In order to be a pri, it has to be something that's actually ingestible, not just suckable, and has to be not nishtana lagamri to maintain its shame pri. So the emphasis is this half of the discussion is lagabe, the discussion of what is a pri, what is teres pri, and this is taka dvarim she'enam kol kach mefurashim b'gemara. It's really from the rishonim nagayim, from the Rambam nagayim. So l'maisa matzino, and this is really what takes us to Reish Gimel, is that chutz from the gedarim of what's called a pri, we have to know the gedarim of what's called an eitz, what's called a tree, which produces peiros. Because again, in order to be a bari priya eitz, you have to come from an eitz, you have to come from an ilan, you have to come from a fruit-bearing tree. And this chiluk of the shayla of birchas bayir pri eitz really is takam for shigemara and is really for first mishnah. So the mishnah says that there's three types of things that grow from the ground. There's pri ha adama, pri ha eitz, and yirakus. Right. Most people, before they read daf mem and brachos, they know two things: fruits and vegetables. So the gemara and brachos is mechadish that there's really a third thing: there's pri ha adama, pri ha eitz, and yirakus. So mayhai. So the Meiri says that yirakus is pshat, things that grow in the ground, mamish, tamun bakarka, which would be like roots, like radishes, beets, carrots, potatoes, peanuts, or like legumes, and you have different hagadara, but things that grow in the ground, mamish, so they have a din of yirakus. Things that grow above the ground, so after all, if something's sprouting out from under the ground, that's already a pri, that's not a yerek. So okay, how do we know what's a pri ha-adama, which the Mishnah says is a bari pri ha-adama, and how do we know what's a pri ha-eitz? This is a bari pri ha-eitz. How we magd? So the Gemara says a chilek. What's the Gemara's chilek? The Gemara's basic chilek is gizay ma'achlif, or ein gizay ma'achlif. What does it mean, gizay ma'achlif? So the basic idea is, when you take the pri, is there something that remains behind that, and that remaining thing continues to produce more fruit? Or no, when you take the pri, there's nothing left afterwards. Everything else is dead. Now, what's the basic concept before we even get into the Pritei Pratim and the Machlokes Rishonim? The basic concept is very simple. When the earth, when the Adama, when the Aretz produces produce, so then it's Bari Priha Adama, it's the fruits of the earth. In order for something to be a Bari Priha Eitz, yes, that goes into a different sog, that the Rebbeinu Shalom made, there are certain things that don't come from the earth itself, they come through an Emtza'i called an Eitz. Now, what's the Hagdar of that Eitz? What makes it an Eitz? So the Gemara says, an Eitz is something that grows, that the eighth can say, the ground is not producing the fruit, I'm producing the fruit. The ground produced me, and I produced the fruit. So that's an eighth, that's an elon. An elon is a fruit-bearing tree. So that's the basic idea, and that's the basic concept which all the Rishonim and all the Shittas basically agree to. That in order to go biyatsu miklal yarek and nichas klal pri ha-eitz, so you have to be a pri that comes from an eighth, meaning the eighth has to be the producer of the fruit. How's the eighth the producer of the fruit? That when you take the fruit, the eight still says, you're gone, but I'm still here. See, I'm here and I'm going to make more fruits. So I'm an eight. So then you're a bari priya eight. Now, the emes is, though, that seems to be the shayish advarim l'kuli amo. But nechliku harishonim, l'maisa how bidiyuk to be magdur this halach of gizam achlef. What exactly has to be left over and be shrined that I am the eight that produces the fruit in order to have a shame, bari priya eight, as opposed to bari priya dam? So the Rush says that Be'emes Eitz is like, an Eitz is more of like Kilo Kaviyachol, a concept. An Eitz means that it reproduces itself. So says the Rush, that even if, you know, the banana tree, it goes and it grows to 30 feet high, and it produces all kinds of gishmak of bananas. So once you take off those bananas, the tree itself plots and dies, so there's no tree left over. But there's a root system underground, and the root system underground reproduces the bananas the next year, and again, grows up through the thing, and it grows up 10, 20, 30 feet, or whatever it is, produces the bananas. So you don't have to replant it. So says the Rush, that's the chashivos, that's the special shvach of Bayri Priya Eitz. That's the special shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for an Eitz. The pshat is that you created a system that recreates fruit. That's an eitz. I don't see a tree. We all think Elon eitz. We think like, you know, we see Elon b'mav arechecha sheit tzolchanai, you know, roots underground don't provide any shade. But that's zakhtar rush. The special shvach of very priya eitz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a zazach that's able to regenerate fruit. Says the Rush, however. So l'chayr imishum the Gemara of Gizom Achav, that would be enough for the Rush. Says the Rush, though, there's another Tanai. And it's taken out from the Gemara and Brachas. It's taken from a Tosefta. And that is that ultimately, there is some such a thing called an Eitz. And the fact that it reproduces itself is ultimately not enough to give it the shame Eitz. What's the other thing it needs? Epis atzuras ha-pri, atzuras ha-il, an atzura of a tree. What does that mean? Says the Rush, even if something regenerates itself, but it just sprouts out of the ground, the ground just shoots out that cucumber, the ground just shoots out that strawberry, perhaps, that would still be considered a yerek or a pri ha-adama, for that matter. It's not yerek because it grows above ground, but a pri ha-adama. Says the Rush, Alpi the Tosefta, in order to be called a tree, that's Bayer Priya Eitz, part of the chashivas of a tree, that it's Kaveh Bracha La'atma, Bayer Priya Eitz, is that it doesn't just get spit out of the ground. Because ultimately, if it gets spit out of the ground, hagam that it recreates itself, l'maisa, it's coming out of the ground. Meaning, it would almost seem, and I don't know if this is mukhrach, but it sounded to me like the first Tanai, the Gemara in Brachos, is on the etzem shvach of the maila of a tree. Etzem Shvach Ma'al tree, says the Rosh. The Gemara says it's gone fine, even if it's underground, as long as it reproduces. That's the special chashivas of a tree. The second Tanai of the Tosefta seems to be more like to be Makai and Pasha than Nusach HaBracha. Now, Nusach HaBracha is Pri Ha'etz. So up there, if the ground spits it out, it's still the Pri Ha'adama. Hagam then it repeats itself and has the special Maila of a tree, has the Maila of Bari Pri Ha'etz. But since the Nusach HaBracha is Bari Pri Ha'etz, that's what the Tosefta is Machadish. So up to the Tosefta, I'm asking to the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says the Ikar Chashivas of an Eitz that it regenerates. But the Maisa, where's the Eitz? If the Adama spits it out, then it's Pri Ha'adama. Because that's the Nusach HaBracha. So in order to be kind, the Nusach HaBracha, Ulai, and that's why maybe there's these two ideas are brought separately, because one's talking about the Etzem Maila of an Eitz, and one's talking about the Nusach HaBracha, Ulai. So to be able to that, you need to grow. So it says the Rosh and Echanami. So the Rosh, Mashal, the things brought in Shulchan Aruch, the bananas and the different types of berries. So these things, they die each year, but the root system remains underground. That's the shvach of eitz. That's the marbrachas. And the mice, when they grow each year, it grows up. It grows above the ground a little bit. How high does it have to grow? Not clear. But let's say it creates some kind of bush or tree-like structure, and from there the pears grow. So that's a kiyum of the bracha. That's a kiyum kilu kaviyach of the nusuch. That it's no longer pri ha'adama, but it's pri ha'etz, because the eitz shoots up from the ground. Ad kan shitas harash. The shita of the ge'onim brought in the Torah is to be chaylik on the Rosh. And what do the Goyim say? The Goyim say that even lagabe the etzem shvach and the etzem maila, or lefi dvarenu, even lefi the Gemara and brachos, it's not enough to have a root system underground regenerating itself. Regenerating itself is not enough to give it the shvach of peiros ha'ilon. But rather, in order to be peiros ha'ilon, you have to have an ilon. So what does that mean? That means, say the Goyim, that the gizoy, the actual trunk of the tree, and you know the Radvaz is Madaik from Rashi, that even the branches, the grass quotes that in one place, but something above ground, the Kalapachas, has to remain in order to give it a shame Eitz and a shame Elon, so that its fruits will be a Bari Pri Ha'etz. Now, Lefi, if you look in the Beis Yosef, the way he quotes the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, it comes out that Lefi the Ga'inim, in fact, there's no second Tanai based on the Tosefta. The Rosh explicitly says there's the Gemara, which is the Etzem Maila of the tree, and then there's the Tosefta, which we're explaining maybe as perhaps Mekayim the Nusach HaBracha. Lefi the Ga'inim, it's Mefurish that they say this halacha, that the tree has to be Mekayim above the ground from year to year, and says Beis Yosef quotes Shuvas Ga'inim, and where they get it from, Mehecham Lamdu, whatever Lashon over there in the Beis Yosef. So Zakta Ga'inim, it's Alpi the Tosefta. Because the Tosefta says that ultimately, in order to be considered a tree, you can't just shoot straight out of the ground, you have to come through a tree, and to come through a tree above ground and branch out into fruit, that gufa is the same tanai as the Gemara Bracha Slafi the Gainim, it seems. Meaning that the definition of a tree is something that the fruit grows from something else above ground. Now, in order for that thing above ground to have its own definition, aside from the pre, it has to maintain itself from year to year. So that, and Lafiza, it only comes out to be one tanai. Now, that's the basic machloikis, that's the clear machloikis between the Rush and the Gainim. Now, is there a third cheetah or is there no third cheetah? So many of us saw Taisvis, hope we all saw Taisvis. So Taisvis is really not a Pasha to Taisvis, and basically it seems that there's a machlokes achronim as to whether this Taisvis is another cheetah, is a third cheetah in this Indian, or it's not. Now, the way the Bach learns Taisvis is that Taisvis starts out, he says, Isil Agazve, it has to maintain the tree has to maintain itself. And Tosis goes on, he says, Lafizeh, different types of berries, tutim, prezayish, benutush, so these things should be a chayr, be a bayi priya eitz, because it's miskayim. It's miskayim from year to year, and it reproduces fruit, so it has all the tanoim. So says the Bach, that what Tosis is referring to here is not the tree above ground, but is referring to the shirashim. And it's the shirashim underground that maintain themselves. And Alzeh Tosfos says, yes, so that's Shitas Ga'inim. Comes along Tosfos, brings Rabbeinu Menachem, and he says, no, what are you talking about? I have a Tosefta, I have a Yerushalmi, I'm sorry, that Atad, that's called just like an Atad Ba'almo, that's not called a tree, and that would be a Bari Pri Adama. Lefi the Bach, that means that's the Shita of the first Shita was the Shita of the Rush, Tosfos was like the Rush, and then comes along Rabbeinu Menachem and says the Shita of the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim say, no, it's not enough to be underground, you have to be above ground. That's how the Bach learns Shitas Taisis and come by from the Nimtza, that it's really just a repeat of the two Shitas that we have clearly between the Rosh and the Ga'inim. The Maisa had doichik mavur, b'divrei HaBach. I mean, if you read Tosfos, it's very hard to read like the Bach. Tosfos says, "Shehrei derecha eitz leskayim yom rabim v'chi shakol ha-pri b'shanazu hadar asa pri ba'oisa eitz atzmai." Mashma kipshu. We're not talking about Sharash. We're talking about something above ground. And I had another diuk, and that is that Tosfos names a few berries, Tusim, Prezayish, Benutish, and he says...
The Bach is saying it's like a goat, it's like the Rush.
The Rush. And then the Rabbeinu Menachem, who brings this Yerushalmi about the Atad, that would be the sheet of the Gainim. No, it has to be above ground. That's cool for the Taina. That's cool for the back and forth. So I'm just saying is that the Pasha of Tosfos is not like that. And the Maiso, the Oisphere of Tosfos, is that, you know, Tosfos quotes a few berries, and he says they should be Ha'eitz. And comes along the Yerushalmi, says, no, Atad, it's all Atad. Atad is Hadama. And then Tosfos fears Ois, and he says, Umiyul Adivri Ha'kol Prezayish, which is one of the things Tosfos had earlier mentioned, that one, that's certainly Ha'eitz. The Einu Gavra Al Atad, it doesn't grow in an Atad. And it's Meskayim, Yishanu L'shana. Now, if Tosfos originally was talking about things that have no keem, they're underground, so like, Tosfos says the underground, and that's okay. Rabbeinu Menachem says, no, underground is not okay, it has to be above ground. And says the Tosfos, well, but by the way, that Prezayish, it's not underground. It's like almost a comical Masa Matan in Tosfos. Tosfos said it's just like said it by accident. You know, he's talking about things underground. But by the way, that one thing that Tosfos quoted in the beginning, that thing is really not underground. It's really overground. I mean, my high, what are we talking about? So the MS, it's mashma to me that that really Tosfos is learning that it's above ground. And if you learn that Tosfos is Iker Shita, is talking about things that are above ground. And because they're above ground, and they maintain a structure above ground from here, and they reproduce fruits, that's why the bird creates. So that's Takashita's like Goinim. Tosfos is like the Goinim. Then comes along Rabbeinu Menachem with a whole new shita. I know it's above ground, says Rabbeinu Menachem. And I know it remains from year to year and reproduces fruit. But it's gora bush. It's a sneh. It's an otad ba'alma. So what's taka the pshat? What does it mean it's an otad ba'alma? So this has something to do with, you know, it reminds me of the Rambam. Ein zeh pri. Ein zeh eitz, ein zeh ilon. This is an ilon, it's a little bush on the ground. Go ask any little kindergarten kid, what he says about that. That's a tree? That's not a tree. It's a little bush, it's a little vegetable, it's a little nothing. The Chazon Ish brings a Yerushalmi in Maisris. The Yerushalmi in Maisris speaks about a kruv. And a kruv, cabbage, also has the structure of some kind of stalk, and from the stalk it grows the cabbage. That's how the Yerushalmi at least understood some kind of a kruv. So in fact the Yerushalmi said, why isn't there orla? I mean, after all, it's a tree. After all, it maintains the tanoim of a tree. So Yerushalmi says, "Kam b'safek kam b'vadei." Chazon Ish brings this. So like the Chazon Ish, look at the Goyin. What does it mean, "Kam b'safek kam b'vadei"? So the Goyin explains that, you know, when do we need all these different various tanoim of what's a fruit and what's a, you know, that it's gizel michlef, not gizel michlef, that's mekayim v'shon l'shana. So like the Goyin, all these different tanoim is when it's a safek, when you don't know what it is. You know, but some things, everyone knows what they are. Kam b'vadei. A kruv is a vegetable. So, like, come along some achrenim, and it's actually in Reish Beis, there's a whole vikuach about this inyan between the Maimon Mordechai brings the Machzik Bracha, they have a back and forth about this. What do you mean, Kan Bavad? I mean, what do we have if not Gidrei Chazal? What do we have if not the Prati Dinim of Gizah Machlef and that it reproduces fruit? Well, what is there? So, Zokhtar going, no, Kan Bavadai. Don't go zoching different Prite Pratim when you know, everyone knows, it's the vegetable. So, now, what's the Vada? What attack makes it a vegetable? So, that seems to be what's being said here in Tosfos. So, it's not exactly clear. So, Zokhtar Chayodom. Lamatami Gimel Tvachim. Zokt the Radvaz, a very important Shuvas Radvaz in Chel Gimel, Tav Tav Kuf Samach Zayin. And based on various different sfeikas about Chatzilim, eggplant, and papaya, and different things, so the Acharonim kind of, you know, grappled with this idea of what exactly defines what a tree is. So, and various different things were said. You know, some Acharonim said, anything that immediately, with its initial growth in its first year, immediately produces peiros, that's a vegetable. Trees take a few years till they produce fruit. Actually, the Chazon Ish said something else. He said that if the whole plant only lasts 3 years and produces fruit for 3 years, and it dies, then a vadet has to be a vegetable. Because if it's a fruit, then the fruit are always going to be also. Because it's always going to be arla. Because arla is also for the first year. It's always going to be arla. It can't be. And okay, in a Hanami, good question. So.
That's
for Musar Seder, that starts at 6:30. Nechanan. So others say the fact that it has a hollow trunk. Various different things that are takanageya to various fruits, like a papaya, and sabras and other such fruits, you know. So papaya, we say lamaisa is a beri pri adama, and that's partially for this reason. What's the problem with the papaya? The papaya, the svar that Chayim say, that's that radvaz, is that it produces fruit right away in its first year. And that's enough to make it a beri pri adama. Even though it has all the other, it has a kiyum of all the other things. Like a banana, you don't have to come onto that because banana is easier. It just dies. It doesn't. It's not gizel machlev. It doesn't reproduce fruit. I, the papaya reproduces fruit. But that's still a vegetable. That's a vade. That's a vegetable. So I just want to say like this, that and lamata migimel. So the chayyadim passing that mishbura quotes it. Ramosh is not so into it. It's a very very big nafkamina. It got to be cranberries, stam cranberries, and even though we don't eat cranberries, we do eat craisins, and craisins. So it's assumed, at least in the different svarim I saw, it's assumed that cranberries grow lamata migimel. So lachar then will come out mishbura that craisins are adama. I think most Americans are surprised when they hear that, because they think it's a eitz, and rightfully so. That's Rav Moshe Paskin. Rav Moshe in Aleph Pehe held that unless you have like a special minig, or if you're masupik, just forget about that chayadam, because after all, it's chidushim. And even though even if we're saying, what's that? Rav Moshe also about specifically about cranberries, he's brought here by Rabbanir that he held it should be a eitz. And Lamaisa, this is a bit. I'm sorry. Yeah, he does. Right. Yeah.
Is it a separate shuma?
Yeah, Ramosha, I don't think, might not be talking about cranberries. Ramosha is talking about just the etzem halach of the chayadim. Yeah, he's talking about etzem halach of the chayadim. Yagdiz is blueberries, and they're above gimel tvachim. That's why they're for sure eights bismanina. Blueberries are for sure eights. Yeah, exactly. But cranberries, fi Ramosha will come out, are telling the shayla. Cranberries are below gimel tvachim. That's the mitzvah. Yeah. I mean, no, this is the chayadim. The chayadim says gimel tvachim. So the below gimel tvachim. So Ramosha says, like, you know, it would seem that you should make a beri pri eights. You're not sure if it goes above three, you're not sure if it goes below three, and if you don't have a special minute, Azai, but others tainin. Rabbanu brings him Shlomo Zalman. The chayadim is not clear. Do we pass his chayadim? Where's his chayadim coming from? So many achronim say that he has no makar. So I'm pointing out that it could be that is this third shita between the Ga'inim and the Rosh. You have another shita of Rabbeinu Menachem who's saying that you need there's a thing called an atad that even if it has the kiyum of gizom machlev, you have the Gemara and you have the Tosefta that it goes through some kind of tree. But it's not a fruit. It's a vegetable. There's some kind of more general term that based on the various different tanaim that the achrayim, you know, each one, there's no exact custom, each one had a different cook of what you know, be'ene abrius is called a vegetable. Now, so the Maisha is like not so into it, others say yes, so craisins would be a shayla, you know, people make a eitz, have what to be semcha, people make a adama, have what to be semcha. Now, like, so do we have any makar, do we pass in this place, something where this place come from? So, leonius daiti, it could be that this is what the Magen Avraham is talking about. The Magen Avraham on the halacha of the Rama who passed into the Ga'inim, so he says, so Lefizeh, the Brainberin and the Erpit are Beri Pri Adama. That's the Bach said. He brings that from the Bach. And the Akuda says, no, the Brainberin and the Erpit, they're Ha'eitz. Because, you know, they're Gizah Machlif, you know, that you take off the fruit and the Eitz remains, and from that same Eitz comes more fruit. The Chayinikr. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins it. The Chayinikr. So what's the Bach talking about? The Bach doesn't paskin, I mean, Neged. So it could be a mistake. In one of the translations, the bottom of the Shabruah, they translate these brimberin as raspberries. And raspberries are one of the biggest fakes in Berachas HaPeres. It's a machlokes l'maisa, apayiskim, maisa l'maisa. Meaning, what bracha do you make on a strawberry? Mamish depends who you ask.
Strawberries.
Strawberries of Shuhadama. I think, even according to the Rosh, we said it could be because mamish just grows straight out. Could be, that's called going straight out of the ground. But raspberries grow from a tree. And the berries come off the tree, and the tree remains, and the tree reproduces. Elamai, what's the nekuda? So there's a marsham. The marsham, it's in Mekuf Tzadik Zayin, says that it's very interesting. What's the halacha? What's the metzias? So a branch grows on the tree and produces raspberries. After you take the raspberries, that branch, I'm sorry, let's say like this. The branch grows, no fruits. The next year, that branch has fruits, and the next branch already sprouted up without fruits. When you take the fruits off the branch number one, it dies, but branch number two is already there. So a raspberry tree has a kiyum. It keeps going from year to year, but each crop comes from a branch, so that branch dies. Now, Shmuel had a slightly different shot in how to learn the Machlekes, Magen Avraham.
That's not enough to call it.
So that could be Bezen Echleku, that these things are taka raspberries, similar to this raspberry type of a tree, and it could be Bezen Echleku, that Mitzad Echod, the tree remains above ground, and the tree as a whole keeps producing fruit. We have somewhat in between because each branch dies, and you have to wait for the next year's branch that will newly grow to determine whether or not, in order to have the continuation of this tree. So it could be that b'zeh nechel koin. It could be then that's takat loshim magen avram. Talk to magen avram. So on kalu eitzav, the eitzav are kala. So the magen avram says imkain, quoting the Bach. Yeah, so lefi zeh, it's by pir adam with the brain brain. And if you look in the Bach is coming off his whole shtickle tarin taisvus, and that's how he learns pshat in this taisvus that it's talking about things, and he quotes on that these brain brain. Vaguda kasav, no, kain ha anaf miskayim yom harbe v'chishak al peir hader asi me oisei anaf. So yeah, I don't know. So there's a lashon of anaf, there's a lashon of eitz. Lashonis are attacking difficult. Anyway, you cut it. These erpret, one of the targumim, it said it's a petal, it said it's a raspberry tree. So, but what I'm saying is that lamaisa zachinu ledin is that there's takan in between. There's a klar machlek is rushing goinim, and certainly we passing the goinim, it has to be above ground and it has to be reproducing fruit. But based on this Rabbeinu Menachem and based on pshat and taisvus and based on that Radvaz, we see there's perhaps even ledina other tanoim that it's not enough. Certainly that's lachayr, that's pshat and Rabbeinu Menachem, not like the Bach. And that's what's being said based on this taisis, that there's another set of tanaim, like the Yerushalmi says, kam b'safek kam b'vade, that there's a certain basic tanaim in order for something to have a shame, priya eitz, and that's a safek of raspberries, which, you know, that Rav Moshe, they say, that is a tshuva, that Rav Moshe says to make a bayir priya eitz, and Shneimer says to make a priya eitz, yes, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he brings here from Shlomo Zalman Rav Yashiv, that it should be hadama. Blueberries, like Abinason pointed out, it could be taller in the blueberry, whether it's above or below. I think this Manina, they say most marketed blueberries are above 3, and therefore it would certainly be a Bayri Priya Eitz. And like we said, cranberries is also a Shiloh of above or below 3. And these in between Shilohs are Lachayr going to be taller, and whether or not you have this, how to be Machriya, this third Hagdara of even though something has the specific characteristics, but does it have the general Tzura of a fruit or not a fruit? Yeah, I hear. So I'm saying, yeah. Not. So the question is that coming from the general tree, from actual branch? You're making a point. And can you read this? You're talking that this was good for the Shiloh. How to read that Gemara? I'll just be Messiah with one last prat. Very interesting to Maisa. Yeah. So there's a Shiloh on. We said that maybe that's good for the pshat and the tosefsel for the rest. Why do you have an additional tanai that has to grow above the ground? Because maybe the azayzak, we say bori pri adama. So you know the rishonim already deal with, why do you say bori pri adama and hamotzi lechem in haaretz? Why haaretz and adama? So the Meiri already has dibur about this. The Meiri quotes from psukim, some psukim like this, some psukim like that. So the question is like this: that hydroponically grown vegetables, grown in water, or for that matter, let's use the chayadim's lashon from a few hundred years ago, atzit she'en anakuf. Let's say you grow vegetables in atzit she'en anakuf, and it's not mechubar. So could you say on that, bari priha adama? Is that adama, or is that already called just offer, like dirt, ba'alma? So it's very interesting. The chayadim brings a raya, that's a different story. Pitchy just grow from the avir, but this grows from the earth. What? What's yonik from the aretz? But be'ikr, they come from the avir. Here, it's partially growing from ground. It's just growing from a pot. You grow from a fruit in a pot. So the Chayadim brings a very interesting deraya that Lamaisa, once it's atzit she'en anakuf, it doesn't have a din adama anymore. Gemara in Kuflam Tess and Chulin that says that if you find a kan tzipur, it has to be baderech or ala aretz. The Gemara says, is it on a person's head? Is it ala aretz? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk that offer al rosh adam, adam al rosh al roshay, that dirt on top of a person's head. It's still called Adama. And the Gemara says, oh, so you see a person is called Adama, a person's like Adama, and that's why the dirt above his head is still called Adama. So the Kan Tzipor also, since a person's Adama, the person's not mafsi between the Kan and the ground, and you have a kiyum of Kan Tzipor al Ha'aretz. So he's Medayik that, you see the Gemara had to say that a person's called Adama. Why do you have to say a person's called Adama? Just say that Adama on the head of a person, that Adama is called Adama. So it's Meduyik that Ofer Talosh is called, it's not called Adama anymore. So Mimela, the Chayadim says that if it's grown in Asher Nakov, so it's Maisa Barcha is Bari Pri, is Shakal Nebivare. Lamaisa, I saw in the Chuvus and Machzel, it brings an Igletal. The Igletal. Yeah. And the Igletal brings another Raya, interesting from a Maharal. The Maharal Miprag says in some Siva Avodah or something, that the Chiluk between, say, Moitzi Lechem in Aretz and Bari Pri Adama, he says that Lechem is the Ikr Meichel. So that's Masachis to the Aretz, because the Aretz is what's kavu in the ground. But Hadama is less chash of a Maichalim. So Mela, we call it Bayer Pri Hadama, because why is Hadama more Arai than Aretz? So up there, because Hadama, even after it's uprooted, is called Hadama. even if it's talish from the ground, it's still called adama. And the Igre Tal says, Alfidus Maral, when atzitz nakov, atzitz she'ena nakov, you make a bari pri adama. Because you see that adama is still called adama even though after it's talish from the ground. Okay, adkan. Lemaisa, you have to look at it. We have to go a little bit more into this. Many of the Gush Katif hydroponically grown vegetables, it's not a pashta atzitz she'ena nakov. They're grown in the ground, in a bar, just that there's a lining of linings of nylon and plastic that separate, and this is already a whole different shayla, because it could be there's more yanika from the ground, could be lemaisa it's in the ground even though it's a little cut off from the ground. So yesh ladan, exactly, you have to know each pre. What's that? Yeah, where's the water? Is the water in the ground? Is the water above the ground? Is the water in a chanami? I'm saying that's various different pratim, which lemaisa it seems that most of the vegetables we taka get even on Shemitah that are grown, you know, officially in what they call atzitz she'ena nakov, it could be lemaisa still maintain the bracha by pre'etz, but depending on how they grow it. So that's a separate shayla. Gabi the kiyam of a bayri pri adama or mizainis. Lemaisa the chayadim says also that even wheat, which is grown in atzitz she'ena nakov, bread made from that wheat is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah lachem in aretz, certainly not aretz. So what's the bracha? Zakter mizainis. Because Bari Minim is Zainus. Takim, the Nusach Spaseda. And it's Muslim, it's Kishmaka Muslim, so maybe it's Bari Minim is Zainus. Rafalk in Max Elio has a few truths about this, so he says, what about Bari Priha 8? What about a fruit tree which is grown in Atsu Chainanakov? So then he has like a Shtickle Claire. Is an 8
still there?
Oh. So is the shame 8 totally being Machab Karka? So you have various different rayas, Ayin Sham. Kitan is no, it's Bari Priya 8, it's 8. So even if you grow an apple tree, Chvestesh, Nasheh, Nakam, Mice, the apple is still Bari Priya 8. The problem begins, Tamaytzi Lachem in Ha'aretz, and Bari Priya Adama, the Gedarim of Hadama or Ha'aretz. What? Lamaisa, the Lamaisa, it's Klar Chayadim.